Hello?
Hello, this is Sandra speaking.
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling
Hello?
I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. I'd like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Is this just going to take a few minutes? Because I'm watering outside right now.
Yeah, it's not going to be that long. Okay. This is Sandra, right? Sandra Fimbres?
It is.
Thank
yes,
you.
It is.
Okay, thank you. And English, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
The first one.
Definitely vote?
We'll be voting. Definitely
Thank you.
Vote.
Thank you. Just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask you race, white, African-American, black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
Well, a combination of a lot of things, but we'll just use Hispanic, Latino.
Thank you. And just to make sure I represent every age group, may I have your age, please? How old are you?
61.
Thank you. 51, thank you. Thinking
61.
About the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Start with your kind of in the middle. What was that?
Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
The direction, dissatisfied.
Satisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress must focus on. For each, when you rate on a scale of 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is someone important, and a 0 if it is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Protection, abortion, and reproductive rights, 0 to 10.
Okay.
You say it's not important at all, somewhat important, or most important? Do you?
What was the question? I didn't even hear it. I heard the scale, but
I'm sorry.
Hear the
protecting
question.
Abortions and reproductive rights.
Zero.
Not important at all?
Not important to me. That's not
thank
something
you.
That I would.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence. 0 to 10.
10. Mm-hmm.
10?
10, yes, correct.
Thank you. And addressing immigration and border issues, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
So it was better, worse, or the same, right?
Yeah, right. Better, about the same, or worse? Do you believe that the health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino communities are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
I would say it's about the same.
Thank you. And now I'm thinking about race relations in America today. Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
Probably getting worse.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, thank you. Which of the problems do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, marijuana and other cannabis products, opiates and fentanyl, cigarettes, ecstasy and other party drugs, vaping. What do you think is having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? Alcohol, drugs like heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, marijuana and other cannabis products, opiates and fentanyl, cigarettes, ecstasy and other party drugs, vaping. What do you think is having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community?
Alcohol.
Okay.
With that, they wouldn't have some of the other issues.
Okay, there you go. I needed one more. The other ones are heroin, cocaine,
and
meth.
I would say marijuana.
Marijuana, thank you. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of Americans adults who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products? Do you agree or disagree?
Okay, what was that part of that question?
Okay, do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy?
Blocking.
They don't want it. You know, they don't want to do it. They're blocking it. They're blocking the reduction strategy.
Okay.
Block. You know.
Okay.
They're
okay.
stopping it.
Okay. Yeah. Because.
Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you to raise your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. E-cigarettes or vapes? Familiar, not familiar, or somewhat familiar?
Familiar.
Very familiar or somewhat? Very or somewhat?
Very familiar.
Thank you. Oral nicotine pouches. Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not familiar?
Very familiar.
Thank you. Heat, not burn tobacco products.
What kind of okay, let me hear that. I understand the first part.
Heat, not burn tobacco products. Heat, not burn. Oh. From heat. Very familiar, somewhat familiar,
okay.
Not familiar at all.
Not familiar.
Thank you. I'm not either. I don't know what that is. I'd like to give you... Mm-hmm. Additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million Americans adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. The smoker remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost this year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, cost of smoking has gone up, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans. What you say is the primary reason for
what
these changes.
What is the primary? And the change, and I guess I lost you. There's so much information. The change
I know.
Is there a reduction or an increase?
Then the reduction, there's been a reduction, as you know. And what do you think is the reason for these changes? Do you think the introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, the cost of smoking has gone up, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans?
I think it's been the the education.
Okay, thank you. More education and tobacco. Okay. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. The federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit. But that may not be the immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risks to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily life. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. What statement is more, do you agree with more?
B.
Thank you. Do you agree with that statement strongly or somewhat? Statement B. Thank you. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? More or less?
aren't they the same?
The same? No difference? I can write that down.
Yeah, I don't think there's a difference. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Now I'm going to read you some
statements.
Now I'm going to read you, I don't smoke so long. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, or 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all, and yeah, you can set a number between 0 to 10. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer. But nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. It doesn't cause cancer. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent the less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I missed the first part. So what kind of, they're saying in the alternative to cigarettes?
Yes, this is an alternative. Do you agree that smoking less harmful, using less harmful products,
ingredients, ingredients in the cigarettes.
Right, because they're not, they are addicted, but they don't cause cancer.
Yeah, no, I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree.
You disagree? You don't agree with that at all? 0, 1, 2, or 3, 4, or 5? At all?
Give it a 1. I don't agree with
that
at all.
Okay, thank you. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. They are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and now nicotine altogether. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Well, I think more education should be done, but I don't know if it's necessary the government. I think it needs to go through agencies that are more equipped with that. Sometimes our government isn't equipped to do anything correctly.
Okay. So you do not agree at all or want to or somewhat agree or?
Somewhat agree. We'll do somewhat agree.
Thank you.
The money does come from there.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. The FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Someone strongly, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is strongly, 9, 8, or 5 is somewhat.
Yeah, I would say 10.
10, thank you. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking. And our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly, 10, 9, 8?
10.
Thank you. Opiates are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and in Japan to combat cigarette use, by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. Agree or disagree? 1, 0 to 10.
I got a little bit lost in that. Are we saying that
opiates are killing 100,000 Americans a year, but cigarettes kill nearly 5 times more Americans than opiates.
Mm-hmm.
But opiates, they do have a reduction technique where cigarettes do not. And that's what they're saying. Do you think that the FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opiates? You know, that's what they use. And in Europe and Japan to combat cigarettes. In other words, use the same thing that they're using for opiates for cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
As strongly, 10, 8, 9?
Strongly.
Thank you.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It is okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of Americans, adults who can or won't quit cigarettes, switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products? Do you agree or disagree that the government should stop doing that?
Yeah, I agree. They should stop or...
Yeah, they should stop blocking it. They're blocking the tobacco harm reduction.
Yes, I agree. Yes, strongly agree.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following? Heat, not burn, tobacco products, yes or no?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Yes, I drink coffee every day. Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
No. Soda, pop?
In the last 30 days?
Yes. I drink it once in a while. Do soda.
No, thank
you. I have one today.
I drink once in a while, but I don't know if I've had any in the last 30 days.
So,
I'll say yes because I probably did.
Okay.
I might have had one.
Okay. Liquor or spirits? Yes or no? In the last 30 days? Cigars, I know.
Yes,
that's a no. You have cigars?
No, that's it.
No. No cigars, right? About beer? Yes or no? No? Cigarettes? Yes or no?
I've had beer in the last period.
Yeah, have you had beer in the last period?
No.
How about a beer? Yes or no?
I can't remember if I've had me and I know I've had. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Maybe I think
I
tasted it. I tasted Victor. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that I tasted because somebody was.
Okay. So you want me to put yes or don't know or no?
Yes. Yes. I'm pretty sure I have. I think I tasted a.
Okay. You said cigarettes, no, right?
Cigarettes, no,
Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
Nope.
Wine?
30 days, no.
No. E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Thank you. We're almost done. We are 90%. Only a few more questions. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College graduate, a bachelor's.
A bachelor's degree. Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income? Oh, okay. Go
ahead, man. Working middle class.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I always forget the difference between urban and suburban.
Well, urban is the city. Suburban is outside the city. Rural is the farms.
Have you ever been in Tucson? I don't know that we would call it a city.
I can imagine what you say. I guess what you say. That's funny.
We're a city now. I mean, the city limits, but you know, we're not compact like I would think a city looks like.
In New York. In New York, you have I got you. Would you say that is urban city life? It's more city than.
Yes,
than,
I mean. It is a city. I mean, it is a city, it's just that we're spread out.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Probably someone else.
Okay. Thank you.
And a good candidate.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican, Donald Trump, and Democrat, Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
That's a tough one.
I know.
I have to say that, big, strong, pro-choice, so, and that the only current president, the one running on that ticket is Donald Trump. So.
Donald Trump is running on pro-choice? You're kidding
me. I mean, the pro-life, I'm sorry. I'm
okay.
Tired now.
Okay. So you will say Donald Trump then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, those were my only two choices.
Yeah, I know. There's only two. Sorry. The only other one is Kennedy. But I don't know what he stands for.
He got his brain eaten by a worm. That's not the last thing I read. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting election, is all I can say. Hello?